Hang Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
So tractor trailer news comes down today, and a couple days ago, you were like, hey, let's get Donnie in studio so we could talk about Dirk draft day and the trade and all that. So what a it's just weird timing, I suppose. I don't think anybody had tractor trailer if they were like next celebrity that might pass away list. He was, what, 34?
Mm-hmm. 34. Jeez. That's crazy. And since our topic matter.
So did you win that trade?
going back. What's wrong with you?
What?
Don't say what. That doesn't get you out of you. So did you, how much did you deal with?
Wait a second. Is that Kenny Powers walking around my show?
Quite possibly.
How are you doing, man?
Who am I speaking to here?
Ashley Schaefer, BMW. Fine to meet you.
I take it you own this place.
I sure do. That's what my name's on the damn building.
I thought Ashley Schaefer was going to be a woman.
I love women. I take that as a compliment.
I just read a recent article that you did with Bleacher Report, and I don't know, you might have been kidding when you said this as an offhand comment, but you told them that when you get to America, you might try and buy a tiger, and I got news for you. If you're coming to Texas, buddy, we can get you a tiger. So I just want to, I want you to commit to that still being in the plans. I need you to buy that tiger.
I really like tigers, you know, but my mom doesn't let me, but we will get to the point that, so maybe I will buy it.
Yeah, there's going to be a point where your mom's not going to be able to tell you no tigers anymore.
Yeah.
All right, what's the number?
It's 1718-1168-011. Look, I have way too many numbers, okay?
I gave you the area code.
We're in the area code. I don't need to dial it.
Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
1168.
Okay, you know what? I've been a little phone number rhythm, huh? You know, a little bum bum ba, bum ba, bum ba. Got it?
I got it.
Okay.
One.
Yeah.
Six.
Yep.
Teen.
I already dialed the six. I can't go back in time and slip a one in.
Well, whose fault is that?
Hello, everybody. I'm Brent Musburger. I never listened to Dan and Jake on the Ticket. Why are you listening?
Turn me on just for a second.
It's just afternoon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray. Sit back and hang in the Hang Zone.
Trade. If you need to, you know, play hide the baloney or whatever you call it, while getting in touch with your feelings, okay. All right.
Featuring David Mino and his hot back,
Johnny Goats,
our female CEO, Julie Dobbs.
What do we know about that sixth finger? Does it, can it even grasp?
Blake Jones. Who, Blake Jones?
I was at a wedding last weekend. It didn't get canceled, but.
And now, your Hang Zone host, from noon to three, it's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
Wow. Show 298, Dan and Jake. That's the great. Hang Zone. Show 255 here in the den. Is it our last one? Don't know. Don't know exactly. It could be, though. Hello. It is Tuesday. I am Dan. He is Jake. And we are here with, as you just heard, you heard the announcements. We got Mino. We got Julie. We got Blake. Moment of silence for the 10-year anniversary of Yosemite Bear's death.
Paul in... what?
He is the double rainbow guy.
Legend.
So he died 10 years ago?
No.
Oh, wait.
Last year.
Tractor Trailer died 10 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, we got a lot going on.
All right, moment of silence for old Tractor Trailer.
Paul in what?
But Yosemite Bear died.
Moment of silence for former Hawaii quarterback Colt Brennan.
Paul in what?
That one hurts.
Dang, that does hurt.
You weren't in the room when I told Mino, Blake, but if you could stay up on your Friday or Saturday night to catch old Timmy Chang or Colt Brennan and the Hawaii football men, that was fun times.
The Rainbow Warriors.
He was an actual Heisman finalist at Hawaii. And Dan, if you have never seen this photo, now don't go to his Wikipedia page because immediately you're going to be able to Kim spin him for why he got kicked out of Colorado. He once actually bleached his hair and then darkened in the Hawaiian Islands while he was Hawaii's quarterback. I'm trying to find a good photo for you here, but they were on TV a lot because teams, networks were like, yeah, if you want to play at 10 o'clock at night, we'll put that on.
Mm-hmm. Was that June Jones?
Ooh.
Was he leading the...
Yeah. That was his era.
Okay. I thought he was before June Jones.
Was he? He was like...
Was it the Golden Rainbow era? Or just the Rainbow... What were they?
Rainbow Warriors.
Rainbow Warriors or just the Warriors?
There's a picture.
They were never the Golden Rainbows. That's weird.
Let's see about June Jones.
It's a big day for rainbows.
Yeah, double rainbow.
Wow, big rainbow day.
Write that down, Blake.
Can we have a rainbow today? I mean, it rained.
That's a good question.
So it what did if rain. We had a rainbow on rainbow
Last
day?
Night it was raining, and I was thinking, as it was raining, is this 100% humidity?
Oh, boy.
Because it was totally wet.
Oh, boy. I'm just not even going to touch this part of the dumb zone, because I was actually about to say I don't really know how rainbows work.
Yeah.
No one does.
Purple,
after
yellow.
Listening to a little bit of the ticket today, thanks to the ticket text message, I'm wondering, is a former president listening right now, and does that change your attitude towards how you do your job? Because George Bush was on the show, or on the station this morning, and he's been on the station a few times in the past. But do they already have a promo made?
Boy. We all know the minute the promo was made, and I was jumping up and down. And,
yep.
I was fired up, punching the air when he's... They just kind of... They didn't lead him into it, really.
No.
They said something about, do you listen to the ticket ever? And he's like, I'm a P1! I'm like, damn. George Bush. George Bush driving around Dallas. Does he drive ever?
No
way. Or does he
I've been
get
told,
driven?
Not really.
Would you, if you had the option to never drive, you just take a book and, hey, I want to go wherever. I want to go get a pizza. And there's a guy there as a driver, or you could drive. Would you just say, always, I'm going to choose to have someone drive me, and I'll just listen to the ticket?
If I had the option, I would have to go with always have someone drive me. It would be nice to be able to work out like an 80-20 split, because now I've incorporated another person who might have loose lips on me stopping by to pick up a couple burritos before salmon and quinoa, or grabbing a couple slices of pie. Like, that guy might just not know. That's not something we talk about around her.
You got to lay that out.
And he works for you, so you figure you could probably get that
Hey,
done.
You were the president.
And he's like in the Secret Service. It's
not
right
her.
There in the title.
Yeah. Secret. Everything that happens here is secret.
Exactly.
And that's not the most egregious thing. You're not tagging some other chick or anything. You're just going to get a piece of pizza or a taco.
Yeah.
Because your wife is making quinoa.
Sometimes you can get both at the same place, I've even heard.
Man, I would never drive.
Never, huh?
No.
If I had to choose between the two, I would go never as opposed to always.
You get so much done. So many TV shows.
I mean, that's definitely why among the few benefits of living, let's say, East Coast or big city with big public transit, just think about all the cool stuff you get to do. That's an hour of your day that we have the ticket. But if you could maybe say, all right, maybe I'll read a book. I'll read the paper for half of it. That's pretty sweet.
You'd be a better person.
I think so.
Maybe.
You're probably less likely to die in a car, you know. You got that going for you.
Maybe
if you were taking the train.
Yeah.
Maybe we wouldn't be the dumb zone.
Right. Think of all that you'd learn.
The encyclopedia the whole time.
You would have to rewind my life to literally the moment I was born to keep me at the dumb zone.
I wonder if George Bush has our hotline in his phone.
Ah.
They should give that to him just in case he's ever listening. Because I remember the first time I ever thought about the ticket's power. And I used to host a show here on the ticket with a guy named Bob Sturm.
I've heard of him, obviously.
If you're a new listener. He now does the afternoon show.
Obviously.
But I remember, I think it affected him as well. We were talking about something, and we were getting something wrong. I was probably getting it wrong, not him. He's always right. But I was probably getting something wrong, and all of a sudden the hotline lit up. And perhaps it was Rick Arnett back in the day who said, Pat Summerall wants to chime in.
Wow.
And to me, I grew up, every football game it seems like I ever remember, Pat Summerall was calling it. From the first football game I saw when I was a little kid to the weekend football games we'd see when we went to Dad's house to, you know, everything. He was legendary.
Yeah.
He was the only, you know, he was the voice of football. He was the voice of golf. He was Pat Summerall.
And he was hearing your voice.
And he was calling in to correct me on something that I had said. And I just thought that was such a huge deal. I can't believe this guy's listening. I've since transferred that a bit, but I don't have the same awe about it as, but knowing that Troy Aikman is a big listener.
See,
is
that's
a,
what I was about to say.
Is a pretty big deal.
Yeah. And as many accomplishments as G-Dub has, for me, knowing that there's at least like a 5% chance Troy Aikman is hearing my voice right now, I have to admit that's a bigger deal than me than the president.
I think that's a bigger chance than 5%.
Right. You know, he hasn't called like Pat, but
well,
once
because
I was aware that it's
Troy
possible,
knows that you're on point. You don't have to. He doesn't have to correct you on anything.
Sure. Yeah.
But Pat used to do a weekly show with Norm, so he had the hotline. And so he could call in, and I just thought that was such a huge deal.
Doesn't
and
that
now that George Bush is driving around, possibly listening to the ticket right now.
It's weird.
Does he always dial his own phone?
Who?
Prez. I would even wonder about that. Like, if you've got
they
a...
They want to do some things on their own.
And you could probably just say, I want to do that one, whereas driving, they may push back a little harder on that and say it's a safety issue, but...
Does he text? Or does he have a flip phone?
And how many does he have?
Yeah. He's got the red phone. Do you get to
two
keep
or
a
three.
Red phone?
That calls Russia?
or the bombs?
Do they still have the red phone? Oh, man. The music should have asked him that. I got a thumbs up, thumbs down. Thumbs up, they're fixing the wall that was destroyed by water in
good,
the,
yeah.
The winter, the Snowmageddon.
Thumbs
the
up.
Snowvid-19. Thumbs down, you might be hearing that a lot during today's show.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear that?
Yep.
Oh boy!
No,
like right on cue.
A good one right there.
Sounds like a dying animal of some sort.
Well,
she's right. It does. Yeah.
Horse or cow, perhaps.
Shout out to President Bush, if indeed he's driving around listening, and the Secret Service guy who's like, "Why you want to listen to this again? Really?"
But I think. But to my point, though, real quick on the phone, I always thought, write this down, Blake. Something that I want in life, other than for that to stop. Maybe we'll pop them on. See how things are coming. A little progress report from a contractor. I always thought it looks really cool if you're so important that you're not only being driven, when it's time for you to be on the phone, someone just hands you the phone. Like it's already answered or it's already dialed. It just looks very important to be like,
oh, yeah.
Don't bother
President
me
Bush,
with these numbers.
Right.
Yeah. It's
he's
8,
on hold
815,
for you.
George, here's the phone. We've already got him on hold.
Because that's how they do it when they'll show the athletes. I don't know if they do that much anymore, but it used to be back when, at least I remember the dad of George Bush. He's also named George Bush. I remember something, a World Series celebration, but they would hand the phone to a guy, and they would say, okay, we're going to get you President Bush, you know, or President Reagan, or whatever. They would,
oh,
you know,
darn it.
They have to sit and wait.
Yeah.
You know, so they'll wait, you know, Tommy Lasorda or whoever, but that used to be an old-timey thing. The second that they won the championship, the president would be on the line after, you know, his secretary got the president.
That's actually was depicted in the popular documentary Face Off, where the president wanted to call John Travolta as Nick Cage. It's a whole deal, but yeah. You're a hero. The president calls and you wait for him.
I have three little quick hits on getting old.
What if we could punctuate them with that sound? Like, that's our new interstitial.
What sound?
The sound of the drill.
we'll need to isolate it for something, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, see if we can pull that off.
Is it overly annoying, this drill?
It's just a weird sound. Doesn't sound like other drills I've heard.
I don't want to follow up too much on your experience, and you're going to break down the five types of drill sounds for me. So
do the sound.
Back over to Dan.
I was going to tell you a couple things about getting old, because I have a couple of signs this week. Actually, three signs, and one really hurt me. Number one, it's weekend warrior, not even athletic guy, weekend warrior yard work guy. I had a little wood to move. I just had to move it. I didn't cut it. I didn't chop it. I didn't do anything. I just threw it in a wheelbarrow and then moved it and stacked it. Has hurt my back for these last 2 days. I've just been, if you are looking at me, Jake, which you are, just limping around.
Yeah.
It's weird. I can't straighten up. So that is just a sign that you're getting ancient. Things are falling apart everywhere.
I will tell you this. From wearing the old fitness band here, yard work ranks extremely high on burning calories and strain.
Yeah, I mean, I felt good this weekend, so I was thinking of going to the gym, but then I thought, wait, I got this pile of wood to move. What if I just do that?
Mountain man.
And then it would have been better just to sit in the bike next to some other old who's scrolling through their phone. But I didn't do that. Number two, these are... So I got three old people things this week. Number two, I was very disappointed to go buy beer at the grocery store, and I didn't get carded with a mask. Do you get carded if you're wearing your mask? Some places, they, like, have to card, and they even apologize. Oh, we have to card. No matter.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you don't want to.
Really? I guess they're, I haven't really
like,
noticed.
It doesn't matter what you're wearing, dude. You're so old.
We can see what's going on here.
Right.
You look like the hunchback of Notre Dame.
Ladies like to get carded. Julie, do you get carded with the mask?
I don't know that I've bought alcohol with a mask lately. I don't think I've done that. I usually send other people to buy it for me or get it
she's
delivered
like,
or something.
She's like the president.
The grocery store or something like that might come up.
But I guess. I don't think it's changed whether I get carded or not, I guess, because I don't think I have been carded with a mask.
That was a big play when I was like a 16, 17-year-old grocery store cashier. You knew that if you asked a lady who was in her 40s who clearly didn't need to be carded, you knew if you asked, she'd be like,
putty in your hands.
Thanks. I'm like, oh, I'm figuring this out.
Always appreciated.
And with your love of the older lady, that...
Yeah, it worked out well.
And then the third thing is, this just happened yesterday, and because I'm old, I have the stance of sometimes just live life. Don't take a picture of everything. Don't pull your phone out for everything. Just enjoy life and live it. So I had a landscaper guy come over, and he was going to, he was looking at some dead things that froze.
Yeah.
And is giving me suggestions on what to replace it with. And one of the dead things that froze is some kind of a bush with a lot of prickers on it and whatnot against the house. And he goes, oh, look, there's a copperhead. I was like, what? And this copperhead was coiled up, laying in the dead, prickered branches. And I didn't even see it until he really pointed it out. It's very well camouflaged. Anyway, it was a copperhead. Mm. And he made me really worry because he's like, oh, its mama's probably around. It was like a medium size. And I'm like, oh, damn. So my wife was there, and she went and grabbed a shovel.
Yep. That's the move.
And she put it out right in between us. And I'm thinking...
It's like reaching for the credit card at the...
Yeah, I don't... I'm not real handy with this. This guy is landscape guy. Perhaps he's dealt with copperheads before. And he quickly grabbed the shovel, and he inched it off the thing, and then he proceeded to, chop its head off.
Oh, my gosh. Landscape guy did that? Did he charge extra?
I said put it on my account. When your guys come for the cleanup, just go ahead and throw the,
I don't know.
Throw wow. the dead copperhead.
I think
on
for
it.
Him, the action is the juice.
Yeah, he liked it. He had fun. Was, yeah. He said, boy, I hate snakes. I enjoyed doing it.
You ever seen anybody do that before?
Well, he cut off just directly the head, stuck the head up on the ledge, the ledge of the little flower bed.
Yeah, put it on a little spike.
And the head then, separate from the body, is like, wow, opened its mouth.
I hate when that happens.
And then opened its mouth really wide.
Did the body move too, or did the body die?
So now the body, the tail is moving a little bit, and the tail's over, and he's, what do you want to do with the tail and all this? Now, we're talking for 30 seconds, marveling at this guy who's a real man. He can kill a copperhead. I'm standing over here in the corner like Jerry Falwell Jr., right? Mm-hmm. I'm just, and my wife is swooning. She loves the guy that can just do this. And I'm like, fine, that's okay. He can give you that. I can't give you that. 30 seconds later, we look over at the head. opens up its mouth. I mean, that long.
Yeah.
And now I'm so mad that I'm old and I didn't film this whole thing. Wouldn't you love to see that instead of hearing me tell you this story because you think I might be embellishing? I'm not.
Could have gone on our YouTube page there.
The head lives a good half a minute after. It was amazing.
Now, I've never seen that. I have not seen that. I've seen the grandfather sever the head, but then he just kind of bashed the head.
Okay, I was glad you're talking about your grandfather's killing a snake.
Yeah.
Because you started to...
Sorry. I've seen a grandfather get the shovel to the copperhead.
It's great.
I think that sound right there means...
It's a dying snake.
Means that it's time to step aside for a little bit of a break.
You can isolate that one, though.
And we'll start off with some KP talk next on The Ticket.